For instance, last, this is a just a tissue paper, just a bit of paper there. I'll ask, if I put it in the jar like that, what I'm going to do is plunge it into water, and then I'm going to take it out. And I would like you to predict, just think about it, is that going to be wet or dry? Right, okay. You're a very good primary school student. Because up to about grade four, when we do that, and they say, it's dry. They're amazed. Okay? And we say, how can that be? And they will say, well, you did it too quickly. If you left it down there, then it would get wet. Or they will say, you tricked us. Or they will say, maybe if I do that, then it will get wet, and that's okay. So they solve the problem by saying, oh, well, if you did it differently, we would get the glass wet. But what they cannot imagine that, in fact, the air in that glass will actually keep out the water. And having that conversation with young children, it is quite interesting. They will say things like, well, the air gets out and then somehow gets back in, or there is some funny thing about the shape of the glass. They will say all sorts of things to explain that. Another one I do, maybe you can think about this. You can use plastic boats or whatever. If I put this down and I'm going to push down, just think about what you think will happen. Will it sink the ball, or will the ball float? And let's just try it. And I've had interesting conversations with children about whether that is sinking or floating. Okay? And the more sophisticated of them will say, ah, yes, but it is floating, but floating under water because you've pushed the level of the water down. And they will talk about the air. A much more difficult thing to explain is when you do that. Okay? But let's maybe not talk about that. That is a more difficult thing to explain when you actually lift the water up above the lid. For those of you who are a bit more confident about air pressure, then you can think about that. Okay. That example with the dry tissue was an example of a type of teaching or a technique we often use in dealing with children's learning called a predictive verb explain activity. What you ask is for the child to predict beforehand what will happen when I put that tissue underwater. Predict whether the tissue will be dry or wet. And what that does is forces children to think about, well, what do I really understand about this? What do I really think? Then you do it, they observe, and then when it comes out and they find it's dry, they must think about an explanation. Why did it do that? Why did I get that wrong if I thought it was going to be wet? And so it's a way of getting them to think.